With the growing number of restaurants in Nashville, how many are accessible to people with disabilities? An advocacy group called Empower Tennessee is trying to track that number and, in the process, help restaurants avoid lawsuits. Several Nashville businesses did recently get sued over claims that they're not complying with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Empower Tennessee will visit restaurants with a checklist and point out where they're out of compliance before they get in trouble, says Executive Director Brandon Brown.
Something that we want to be seen as in this process is pro-business, right? We don't want to be seen as, you know, we're out to get you.
The group will rate restaurants on things like whether the doorway is wide enough for a wheelchair and whether they offer menus in Braille. The last time Empower Tennessee tracked this, 3 years ago, almost half of restaurants got a limited rating, which means they didn't fulfill all of the criteria deemed necessary for people with disabilities. But Brown says businesses have an incentive to get a good rating because more access means more customers.
Accessibility is good business.
Empower Tennessee plans to survey several dozen restaurants this year and eventually assess other kinds of businesses too, like music venues. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.